Good morning and welcome to Storylines on the Bay, 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley. Today we're speaking with acclaimed poet and first-time novelist, Catherine Graham. Catherine, welcome to Storylines.
Thank you, Christine. I'm delighted to be here.
Catherine, your debut novel, Quarry, published by Two Wolves Press, made two bestseller lists during its first week of publication. And that's no surprise, Catherine, because it is an exquisitely told story where Caitlin, who we first meet as a young girl, finds her way through a thicket of family secrets to discover her own path in the world. So can you give our listeners just a very brief outline of the novel?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, so the novel is set in southern Ontario during the 1980s. And yes, Caitlin Mahar, she's an only child, and she lives by this abandoned limestone quarry, now filled with water. She lives there with her parents. And the journey, in addition to being sort of the trials and tribulations of growing up, she's also faced with family loss and family secrets. And the quarry is sort of a physical metaphor for her journey. So things look calm on the surface, but underneath, different things are happening.
Mm.
She has to deal with these things as the story unfolds.
Yes, and there is the poet, of course, in all of what you write. But you describe the writing process in approaching this novel that you were transitioning from poetry to prose. And so you started with poems you'd already written along a similar theme, and then you wrote connecting tissue of prose until you gained confidence. Did you see, while you were writing, did you see those recurring themes from some of your early work coming out for more thorough development?
Absolutely. And that's really been the journey of my life as a writer.
Mm.
I really became a writer through grief. Caitlin Mahar, she's this fictional character of Quarry, but there are parallels with our lives, including the fact that I lost my parents at a young age when I was coming into adulthood.
Yeah.
So it was grief that really led me to poetry. I don't know if I would be a writer otherwise. So I started out as a poet, and I just love poetry, and I will continue to write poetry, and I have another book coming out in the fall. But there were things that I knew I couldn't do in that form. And so I think for me, again, it's just been really an organic process. So what I knew was, well, what I at least had familiarity with, you never know if you're writing a poem, you're just trying and attempting. But what I worked with the material there, and then I thought, well, what goes in between these moments?
Mm.
And that led me to prose, and then eventually, it was almost like I think it was my instinctive way of using training wheels. You're learning, you've got your training wheels to learn how to ride a two-wheeler, and then you're like, I don't need these anymore. And then the poems just went away, and the prose took over. So that's kind of how the story started.
Yeah, and did you find in getting into prose, getting into this novel, did you start to feel a sense of freedom at being able to say things more explicitly than you would be able to in a poem?
Yes, there was very much part of that. And things that, I love the discovery process of writing. And through the writing of prose, it led me to new insights, and then those insights led to other, so it's like a door opening a door opening a door.
Mm.
And then you sort of kind of run with it. And then you sort of take that and then chisel it down and think, well, what do I really need? So that's where the poet in me would come into the prose and think, what's necessary, what isn't, and how can I angle this to work as well?
Yeah, so really working with and understanding the less is more rule.
Well, rules are there to be broken. And I teach creative writing and we talk about that. But if you know the rules and you know what you're breaking, and it's all then, because for me, and I think for a lot of writers, so much of it is unconscious. You're sort of caught and niggling of something, and you're going in, and you're coming out, and then you get that sort of logical mind on it, and then you think, well, what do I need here? And then working with that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned themes, and of course, grief is a major theme in Quarry, and you show us how grief smashes things as well as opening doors. So it needed to be written for you. Another theme that is very well developed in the novel is the theme of family secrets and family truths. And this was very fascinating for me. It tells us that every family has its secrets and no one is immune. And you have Caitlin's grandmother saying, things come out. So are you telling us that family secrets really are the norm?
Well, I think, I mean, we grow up in our own little family unit, and that's our norm. That's everybody's norm. And then you realize, oh, their family does things differently, and that, oh, that's similar to ours. But emotionally, all the emotions are the same. And how families deal with that, different registers, different personalities. And I think that's just, you know, for writers, that's where we get our good material. And we're watchers, and we see what's happening there. So, yeah, I just think family secrets, they hold a lot of energy. And going back to your comment about smashing something, what happens when they're smashed? Do they have that much power? Is it like the Wizard of Oz where you throw back the curtain and there's just this little man and you think, wow, what was this for? So it's a new way of looking at that.
And there's so many layers, because there's the layer of the power of the secret held, and then there's the big layer of the poison released. And certainly we see that in this novel. Once the poison is released, you have Caitlin discovering this profound truth. And I've got to quote you on this.
You've
said, all of life is a bend of the truth, the curve in the question mark.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I guess, too, I mean, when she reaches that point of insight, I'm really interested in the internal journey. You've got the external journey and so on, but how can we sort of discover own truth and yet also have them be realistic and make sense? So thank you for that. I really appreciate your comments about that, because that I think, was a really important moment in the novel that I didn't realize was important till I sort of looked at the whole landscape. And also, I had such a wonderful time working with my editor, Alexander Leggett of Two Wolves Press. So it was really a wonderful process of having Caitlin Maharg and her journey really come alive through the interaction of how we talked about the novel and little things that we would add to it. And that was, I remember writing that and thinking, did I write that? So it's like, yeah, I did write that. Okay, so this is, it's just, sometimes these things are so unconscious, you think, I don't even recall that. But yeah, there it is.
We were talking earlier about discovering that line, and you know, the writer's question, wow, that was really good. Did I really write that?
Yes.
I love that. And I love to hear that from someone like you, Catherine, with such acclaim behind you and supporting you in your success as a poet, still questioning these profound, great truths that come out of your head. I love that.
Well, honestly, I mean, it's a blank page every time, and you're facing it, and you're vulnerable, and it never goes away. So thank you for your kind comments, but you always feel like you're a beginner again when you flip face the blank page. So Lisa, I'm in the team with everybody else. Yeah.
So the image of the quarry is your central setting, of course, in the novel Quarry. We're going to take a short break, Catherine, to hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, I'd like to ask you why you chose it as the central setting, or share at least with our listeners a little more of the reasons behind that. So we'll be right back with Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and our guest today is poet and novelist Catherine Graham. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and our guest today is poet and novelist Catherine Graham, whose debut novel, Quarry, has just been released. Catherine, the central setting of the novel is Caitlin's family home, built at the edge of a water-filled limestone quarry. And you really give us, in the language, the sense of the changes to not only the water in the quarry, but all of the life that the quarry supports as the seasons change. And I need to quote you again, Catherine. You've described the quarry as a metaphor for Caitlin's journey. You've said, layers of stone, watery depths, and seasonal changes connect to the complexity of Caitlin's inner and outer lives. And you said that describing the book. So do you see the quarry as a metaphor that most people can apply to their lives?
Absolutely. I mean, well, I was having this chat with Alexandra, and I just happened to say, you know, we all carry a quarry within us, the subterranean world, as we move through the present. And she looked at me and she said, write that down. I said, what? What did I just say? So it was just sort of a summation of what your question is. It was like, yeah, because there's the layers to all of us, to all of our lives, how we carry. And quarry, I love the words that have more than one meaning. I mean, that's just goods for all writers, including poets. And quarry is obviously the quarry that we're talking about here in the novel. But quarry also means prey.
Mm-hmm.
And also quarry goes back to the word cour, French heart. So it's the heart of something, and we all have the heart of something, and then these different layers that hide it. And we're carrying, I mean, when we see things, we always carry part of our past with what we see in our present without necessarily always being aware of all of that.
Yes.
So I do believe that we all carry Pori within us.
And those hidden depths are to be plumbed for what we can learn about ourselves.
Yes. I mean, that's the other part. Do we want to learn these things about ourselves? What will we find?
Right.
There's a lot of fear involved in looking at things. And sometimes it's nice just to float on the surface and not look any further. So sometimes you just have to be ready to go deep down. And sometimes things aren't a choice and things just sort of emerge and you're like, wow, what is this? I have to face this now. Timing is a big part of all of that.
I've always said how much I love the courage of creators, because you've got to face down those dragons if you're going to put it on the canvas or put it on the page.
Absolutely, yes. And sometimes I think we have to be gentle with ourselves too. You might think, yes, I want to do this now, but then the body, the mind is rebelling, and I think it's really important to listen. The timing may not be right, and it might be time to just sort of let things gestate a little bit longer.
Yes. Now, teaching is a big part of your life, Catherine, and in fact, you've been awarded an Excellence in Teaching Award from the U of T, and Bruce Meyer, in his book, Portraits of Canadian Writers, quotes you as saying, poetry is not driven by subject or even form, but the eye. Teach a student to see, and they will learn to write. Tell us what role teaching has played in your own writing.
I've always been a teacher. I have a B.Ed., and I started out teaching K-6. And then when the writing came more and more into my life, it just sort of naturally turned to writing or teaching creative writing. And I just think there's so much that we can communicate with the image. So I tell my students to keep a notebook, a writer's notebook, and that can be used for many things, but including things that we see. And not just see, but also feel and touch and taste the world through the senses. That's really how we interact. And then how might we describe those interactions then? And working with that material, it's really sort of the goods of how we can start as writers and see how we can describe our world through words with what we're experiencing.
So where can people get a copy of Quarry, Catherine?
They can get it through, dare I say, Amazon, Shopify. There's a lot of indie bookstores that are helping. Kingston Novel Idea, Kingston Books and Company, Ben McNally in Toronto, Another Story Bookstore, Book City. We've just gotten distribution, so we'll be pushing things at other bookstores as well, too. And if you Google Two Wolves Press, you'll find the Shopify site. If anyone has any queries, you can also email my publisher, and that's all available on the Two Wolves Press site. And
your website is www.catherinegraham.com, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And that is CatherineGraham for our listeners. Now, Catherine, very, very exciting. You have another book coming out this year. The Celery Forest is going to appear in the fall of this year with Walsack and Wynn. Do you have an exact date, or are we still waiting to hear?
Well, it looks like it'll probably be launched early November.
Okay.
But I imagine the book will be available at some point before that. And, yeah, I'm excited about this book as well, too. I didn't plan on having two books in the same year. I don't know if I'd ever do that again. But life sort of unfolded the way it did, and I went with it. So I'm very excited also to have this poetry book coming out. And speaking of poetry and doing things, I'm also going to be touring the UK with some other poets this summer. We've been invited to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. We were there last year, and I'm especially excited about reading in Manchester, London, and also in Northern Ireland, where I studied, and places like the Seamus Heaney Home Place, Open House Bangor, and a library, Linenhall Library, to study as a student. So.
And our listeners can find out more by going to your website, because it is a punishing lineup from the looks of it, of what you've got coming up, Catherine.
Well, it's I like that word, punishing. Right? Why not? Keep the other quarry open and smash it, right? What else will come up, right?
Catherine, it's been such a pleasure to speak to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Storylines.
Thank you, Christine. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Totally delightful.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in this morning to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. We've been speaking with poet and novelist Catherine Graham. I'm Christine Cowley. I'm here Thursday mornings at 10:05 a.m. talking to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. Thank you for tuning in. Please join us again.